How do you make yourself the kind of person that teenagers will open up to? How do you build communication when there's a big wall in your way? Well, first we see beyond the wall. We have to look over it and see what's being communicated that's not being communicated. That's the first trick, is to be able to recognize that there's a secret code coming through that has nothing to do with what's happening with their mouths. It's a secret code that's being communicated. It's really nothing new, because babies do it too. The baby cries. Well, how many of you remember just wishing you could look at the baby and say, for Pete's sake, just tell me what you want? You know, you try changing the baby cries. Oh, you try feeding the baby cries. You try bouncing the baby cries. And pretty soon you're just like, what is wrong with you? What's wrong? Tell me so that I can take care of it. Well, when they're little babies, they can't tell you. And so you have to just kind of read between the lines. You have to hear the secret code. You have to test a little here, try a little here, probe a little here, until finally you can break through and meet their need. Well, babies can't talk to you. Teenagers won't talk to you. All right? But you still end up in the same boat, because you're in a situation where you have to kind of hear the secret message. You have to be able to kind of push and prod and pry a little bit, try this, try that, and pretty soon you're able to start understanding. Sometimes we take a teenager's communications at face value. If they're rude or snotty to us, we think, well, God, let's be rude and snotty back. They don't want to talk to me, I won't talk to them. They want to be rude to me, well, I'll just be rude to them. And instead, we've got to, just like a little baby, you can't say to a baby, tell me why you're hurting, and the baby cries, well, if you're not going to talk to me, then I just am not going to talk to you. You can't do that with a little baby. And in the same way, you can't do it with a teenager. You have to be able to listen to the cries that are coming through, the cries that are on the inside, not the cries that are outside, like when they're little babies, but the cries that are on the inside. Maybe that girl who's so aloof, who's so alone, who pulls away from people and says, no, I don't want to interact with anybody. You know, what's the secret message that's being communicated? What's happening or not happening in that life that's causing that kind of behavior? When some kid stands up and he's all snotty and cocky and he's bragging about this and bragging about that, and you're thinking, man, this kid needs a good humbling. Well, what's really being communicated? What's really being said? Maybe he's trying to cover up for a low self-esteem. Maybe he's trying to cover up for feelings of insecurity, feelings that he doesn't have much to offer. So instead of taking things at face value, keep looking for the secret message. How many of you have ever heard a speaker say these words? I am so happy to be here. How many have ever heard that? Well, you can hear the secret message. I mean, the words are saying one thing. I'm happy to be here. The secret message that's coming through is, I'm having a heart attack. Call 911. I mean, that's the secret message that's coming through. And in the same way, teenagers send secret messages. We've got to be able to kind of read between the lines and realize that there's a whole different message coming through that's not just being communicated with their mouths. What are some clues that kids are crying from behind the wall? Well, one is creating distance. Suddenly the kid doesn't want to sit with the family anymore. He wants to sit on the other side of the chapel. Suddenly the kid doesn't want to be seen with mom and dad anymore. Suddenly my daughter is saying, Dad, could you drop me off? And I'm like, honey, we're still 3 blocks from the school. Yeah, but could you drop me off here? I mean, you know, that distance, that suddenly she's creating that distance. Well, that little distance is a cry that says, hey, there's some stuff going on in my life. There's some things that are happening. And they find it difficult to know how to act. Are teenagers supposed to be little adults, or are they supposed to be big kids? Sometimes our expectations for them change depending on the day or depending on the situation. One minute we want them to be our little kid again, and the next minute we're saying, just grow up. We've got to realize that that distance, as they start pulling away and start declaring a little independence, is a cry from behind.